Hello, 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 hello. Good morning. This is Nnamdi, and I don't know what time of day you're listening to this, but it's morning where I'm recording from. But if it's not morning, if it's afternoon, evening, well, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of day you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Nnamdi Tech Business, Career, and Everything Life podcast. It's been an amazing time. So many thoughts going through my head right now. I'm driving through traffic in Atlanta. If you are familiar with Atlanta, I'm on I-85 heading south, and it's 7:39. Now I'm giving you all of that detail. I've been driving on this road for the last 40 minutes, or way more than that. I left the house like 6:40, and now it's 7:40. So for the last hour, I've been driving for a 30-mile drive. But Atlanta is going to hurt you with traffic. It's one of the only things I do not like about this city is the traffic. But everything else is beautiful. I love the city. Amazing place to live. It's been a beautiful city, wonderful place to me, my family. So no complaints there. Just traffic makes you question your choices, man. But anyway, thank you for joining me again. A quick shout out to our sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by NSTAR Technologies. NSTAR Technologies is Atlanta's leading career training institution. Again, even though it's based in Atlanta, you can be part of NSTAR career training from any part of the world where you are at. And NSTAR specializes in trainings like database administration, Scrum Master certifications, and a host of other programs. So check out their website. It's www.nstartechnologies.com. All right. So one of the trendier conversations these days is entrepreneurship. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. And there's so many, I don't want to say misleading, but questionable, motivational tactics out there. You can be your own boss. You can step out, jump, just do it. And I agree. I agree with a lot of those things. I've used the same phrases and lines sometimes. Just do it. Go for it. Maybe not fire your boss, but you get where I'm going. There's cliches like that, encouraging people to, step out and become entrepreneurs and, just quit your job. Your salary is what they pay you to give up on your dreams. Things like that. The one I totally don't agree with is when people talk about quitting college and quitting school and going to pursue your dreams. No, people buttress that with, a lot of people never use what they studied in school, and that's true. But again, that's not the only reason why we go to school. It's not just to acquire skills that will apply to a job. I think school is getting a college degree is beyond that, but that's a conversation for another day. But I don't subscribe to quit college now and go pursue your dreams. People would throw the examples of Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg and a thousand other people who have become successful, even though they dropped out of school, even though they don't have a degree. And that's true. There are people who have made it. So education or a degree is not a requirement to be successful in life. And I'm digressing right now. This is not what I want to talk about. So an education or a degree is not a requirement to be successful in life. However, what we don't hear about, again, is all the other 10,000 people who dropped out and never made it. We don't hear about them because they did not make it, because they don't have a success story to share. There's people who walk away from jobs to pursue, in quotes, their dream, and they haven't landed back on their feet to this day. There are kids who have quit school to pursue their their dreams, their visions, their passion. Passion is another, favorite phrase people throw around now. It's go for it. Follow your passion, follow your dreams. Some people have left school, young kids with great potentials have left school and left their college degrees that they were doing well in school to follow their passion. And nobody has heard from them again. Right? So there's the success stories that we celebrate. And to everyone who has done it, congratulations. That's amazing. But it's, don't advise kids to quit school, to pursue their dreams. Give them the full picture. So if you're leaving school, then you're walking into, make sure it's, you're walking into an already figured out situation. That's what I'll say. Don't quit school to only to go start guessing without the structure, without a plan. Anyway, again, digressing, that's not what I want to talk about. My take is not everybody is, some people are working, they have their full-time jobs now, but they are building their businesses by the side. And which is a group I really want to talk to, is those people who have jobs but have side businesses, or who have businesses and have side jobs, whichever one you fall into, right? And there's so many reasons that could be, but you're trying to build this, you're trying to play this entrepreneurship game, but you still have to keep a job. You still have to, or you're still doing a job for, different reasons. So what I really want to talk about today is, how do I balance that? How do you balance being a career person and an entrepreneur at the same time? And why this is something that I feel passionately about is because it's a boat I'm currently in. I've been navigating these waters for a while now, for several years actually, where I, I've really been blessed, my career, taking off and moving really fast, and I've advanced, really come to a place in my career that's really good. Try not to give away too much, but career wise it's been an excellent ride for me. I have no complaints. I have an amazing job with a great company, do a lot of consultation and technical work for them, so it's amazing. I get to do stuff that's kind of related to what I studied in school, so not mad at the not exactly, but related. But I've been blessed with this amazing privilege to really work for a great company. Have a great team at work, and great benefits, great pay. Career situation is great. It's amazing. I have no complaints there. But I've also always had this drive to do other things. I've had this entrepreneurship desires, and it's led me to start a few businesses. So I have a handful of businesses that are running side by side while I still have my current job. So I still do a few other things, business wise. So I'm kind of an entrepreneur that has a job, so that's why this topic, is something that I relate to very well, because I'm living and I'm walking it. It's something I've been, I live daily right now, and I'm at a very critical place with this whole job, business, marriage, right? So I want to talk about how, for somebody in that same situation, how do you balance both? Because that's been the biggest issue is, how do I keep work and business? How do I not mix up the two? How do I effectively do both and still be my best, at least within my within the things I can control, be the best at my job and be the best at my business, you know, still deliver quality from both ends. Which it's important because, you know, I don't want to not deliver great service to my clients, to people who trust me with their money, you know, for my business. At the same time, I also don't want to compromise my work, my job. While I still work there, I want to make sure that I'm doing a good job every day. I'm delivering quality work, and I'm a good employee. You know, because I believe you reap what you sow. If as an very, you know, with time as the business grows, I hope to bring on board people who will serve as employees, and I want them to do an excellent job. I want them to give me their best. So how do I make sure I'm doing the same thing for my current employer? So balancing, you know, career and entrepreneurship is a big question now. So how do we do that? How do you effectively do the two and not cheat anyone, I guess? You know, because it's an interesting marriage with two. You're married to two highly demanding spouses in a way. And both of them want time, they want love, they want attention, they want affection. How do I balance it out? You know, so that's the question for the day. First of all, you know, I feel like balance is found in order. And before I even get into that, one, you need definition, right? You need to define your, you know, you need to define this relationship, right? What's your relationship with your business in the context of, is this business something I see as a long-term venture? Or is this something, you know, sometimes people just, hey, do something by the side to make extra cash. So there's no plans anywhere in my mind. This is not meant to be a primary source of income one day. It's just a nice, neat thing I do by the side for a little extra cash to improve the quality of life. That's it. That's, you know, so that if once that definition is clear, you know, it's easy for me to figure out the level of effort and, you know, mental commitment I'm giving to the business, right? It's the same thing too. Maybe this is your business and you just got a job because for now the business is still at the growing or baby stages and it doesn't make enough money and you need to augment the funds from your business with a job. Because you have a life, you have bills, you have things to take care of. So that's, again, clear definitions, you know, so you're not, you know, imagine it's your job is your primary source of income and your business is just there. This is nice. I have this nice store, online store that makes me little money by the side. It's neat. You don't want to, you know, overcommit to the business at the expense of your job. Because the primary income earner or the primary and the long-term guy for you, your long-term is that job. That's where you want to stay retired. That's how you feed your family. So clarity is important. Clarity is important with, you know, is this a business that I'm looking to grow and scale and hopefully one day run it full-time, step away from this paid employment thing and go run this business full-time. So those are clarification questions we need to ask. You need to clarify those things. You need to figure out the definition. The next thing I'll say is, you know, like I mentioned earlier, balance thrives in order. You know, so we can't talk about balance without order, without, you know, organization of some sort. And where am I going? There needs to be some kind of structure around these relationships, this marriage or marriages that you're involved in, right? When you're at work, it's time for work. When you're at your place of employment, let me put it that way, where you have a boss, where you earn a salary, that's your place of work. You need to work when you're at your place of business, where you're the boss. Your focus is the business. It's, and your place of business could be your home, your work computer, right? Whatever or wherever and whatever you, however you manage that relationship, it's fine, with work, with your business, sorry. Whatever you do, your business, you want to, when it's business time, it's business time. It's not time for work. So don't, turn off your work phone and shut down your work email while you're running your business. It's very helpful we do this, because that's the way you truly have balance. It's not being able to do everything at once. And again, this is just my thoughts. Balance is not being able to do your business and your jobs, so at the same time you're running both of them. I think too many priorities will lead to chaos. So I'll say just make sure, one, just let there be some order. If you have your work hours, also have your hours for your business. Have the hours where this is the time where I attend to business. This is when I respond to client emails. This is when I talk to my business people. If it's your work, your job, focus on your job. And again, sometimes it feels like you might have occasions where both of them cross each other. As much as you can, I'm still going to push for have some kind of structure. It's super important. So let's say I need to, because of the nature of my side business, or that I'm my business that is by the side, my clients, I expect to interact with them, or they expect me to interact with them during the day. Then have pockets of time within the day where you do your business interactions or communications or phone calls, right? Maybe I'll say, hey, during my break time between 11 and 12 or 12 and 1, I'll go to the car and send emails. I'll go make some phone calls. So even though this is my block of time for work, I have that dedicated 1 hour or 45 minutes where I'm focused on just doing things related to my business, sending emails, making calls, doing one or two things here and there. You can come in early and get some business things done in the morning before you start your day at work, or stay late. But just where I'm going is, don't avoid anything that will cause both of them to, don't be caught doing both of them at the same time. On your job, focus on your job, be the best at it. I'm a big advocate for being excellent at work, giving your best to what you do at work. That's that. There's no, it's highly important, because again, I believe it. You, whatever you sow, you reap. If you are an employer now or an employee now, if you have a business by the side, tomorrow you might want to have employees, and you want them to treat your business well as well. You want them to give you their best. So as much as you can, give your best to your current employer, give your best to your boss, your whoever is paying your salary, so have it. Let the timings be, let there be some order. Have your dedicated work hours, your office hours, and on during your office hours and work hours, do your job. When it's time for your business, don't bring work to your business time. Don't be responding to work emails when it's time for your business. You're cheating your business at that point. So give your business its time. Your business is priority during your business time, and that's why you need to have those time frames isolated. It's almost the same when it comes to your family. If you're, balancing family and your job and your business, it's the same thing as well. Just dedicated times. It's super important. But again, there's other things, but this is what I want to focus on, is have dedicated times. Your work is your work. Your work hours are your work hours. Your business hours are your business hours. And the best way to make the most and avoid, you know, to avoid any clash, you know, or overlaps between your business and your job is, you know, for your job, for your business, always have clearly defined tasks and things you're trying to accomplish. So if you have you know, specific tasks on a daily basis for your business, you know what you need to accomplish, what you need to get done, and that we're well defined, they are clear. You think through that, take some time to think through this on a regular basis, whether it's weekly, daily. Have your task list set out so you know where you are. In that way, when it's time for your business, if you're, you know, during your business hours, you are not guessing. You're not trying to, you have clear assignments, what you're meant to be accomplishing. It helps, and that way you're making the most of your time. You're not wasting time. It's very important to have that in mind. So every time you get plan, have a list of tasks, you know, things to accomplish, you know, goals for the day. Let that be clear. You know, so when it's work hours, you know what you're working on for work. You know what you're expected to deliver. You know what your target is. The same thing when it's time for your business. You know what you're working on. You know what you're trying to get done. You're not trying to guess. It's super super important that we have. You know, we stay super organized. That's the key to balancing this thing. It's really being intentionally organized and being, you know, just being very almost rigid, I would say, in rigid and shrewd with how you manage your time, with how you manage your tasks. But you have to be organized. The key to balance is order. Keep that in mind. That's the key to balance. Balancing your business, it's possible, you know, but it definitely is. I don't want to say difficult, depending on the how passive your business, your side business is, or how passive your job is. So it's different levels of difficulty, I'll put it that way. But you know, it's definitely tedious. If to run both together concurrently. So I'll just say, keep that in mind. It's doable. It's feasible. It's realistic, but it's not a walk in the park. You need to be organized. If not, you're going to give up on one. So take some time and think through all of these things that we've talked about. And start, you know, isolating your, you know, working through your time, isolate blocks of time to get things done. You know, what's my work hours? What's my office? When am I at work? When am I working on my business? Let those be clear. You know, what's the priority? What's this business that I'm doing? What is it for? You know, what's the goal in the long term? Is it something that I hope to, you know, grow to where it's able to feed me and become my main source of income, or is it a side hustle just for extra cash? So let that be clear, and then allocate time appropriately and accordingly. Clearly define tasks daily, so you know every time what you're working on for your job and for your business. You know, and it's possible. I'm definitely rooting for you. I hope you succeed at doing this. People have done it. I'm a living testament that it's possible. Even though I'm working more towards just hopefully going soon enough full time with my business. You know, but I'm definitely a testament to that. It can work regardless. It can work both ways. You can definitely be an entrepreneur while you're still an employee. I know it's possible, but you have to plan. Balance is the basis of balance is order. Well, thank you for listening to me. I hope I hope this has added some value to you. If it has, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you in the comments, and, you know, subscribe and tell people about this podcast. Get them to listen if it's any value, and send me your feedback. I appreciate everyone who sent me something. I look forward to hearing more from you guys. So thank you for hanging out with me. Till next time, again, it's Nnamdi, and have a blessed and most productive day if your day is just started. And if your day is wrapping up, have a good night. Talk to you soon. Bye.